gentlemen, welcome to the War Room. I'm your host, Harrison Smith, coming to you live from the InfoWars studios here in Austin, Texas. It is the 3rd of December, 2025, and we have too much to talk about today. We'll be getting into, of course, what's happening with Pete Hegseth, which I understand. I mean, if I was a normie, I guess I would perceive this as a unique and sort of dislocated event that's happening. But of course, if you're a viewer of InfoWars, you know this is just the latest installation in the soap opera, just the latest episode in the long-running drama that is the deep state's effort to oust Pete Hegseth by any means necessary. We'll get back into that, but we'll also talk about the Somalians, of course, and Stuart Rhodes is going to join me next hour to have a little debate. He came in my office this morning. I was like, you know, what do you want to talk about? We ended up having like an hour and a half discussion. I wouldn't even call it a debate, but a discussion about the seditious six, basically, and, you know, what to do about it and how to confront the sedition without destroying the First Amendment. It's a very difficult subject to cover, and I'm very excited to rehash it with him after like an hour. We're like, we should be doing this on air. What are we doing? Why are we having this conversation where nobody can see it? This is an important discussion that we're going to have in the, so we're going to have it again. We're going to have it again at 4 o'clock. But let's begin today, as we do every day, with our daily dispatch. Those beeps actually say something. That's real Morse code you're hearing there. Here it is, folks, your daily dispatch for Wednesday, the 3rd of December, 2025. Trump voids all pardons, executive orders signed using Biden's unauthorized auto pin. President Trump has said that all pardons, executive orders, proclamations, and other documents signed with an unauthorized auto pin signature under the Biden administration are now terminated. President Joe Biden routinely used the auto pin to sign documents, and it has been revealed since he left office that the auto pin, which prints a signature on documents, had been used without his explicit authorization. Now, the president had issued a similar statement last week. President Trump said in a prior Truth Social post, any document signed by Sleepy Joe Biden and the auto pin, which is approximately 92% of them, is hereby terminated and of no further force or effect. The auto pin is not allowed to be used if approval is not specifically given by the president of the United States. The auto pin has been subject of controversy for Trump since he took office. His method of signing important documents is typically on camera. So now these executive orders have been canceled. The pardons have been destroyed. And we await the arrest of Anthony Fauci and Hunter Biden and everybody else that was preemptively pardoned by the robot. Meanwhile, ICE prepares targeted immigration operation against undocumented Somalis in Minnesota. On December 2nd, 2025, a person familiar with the planning confirmed U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement was directed by the Trump administration to target undocumented Somali immigrants in Minneapolis, St. Paul, with final deportation orders. The Trump administration has escalated policy actions and rhetoric towards Minnesota's Somali community, including last week announcing termination of the temporary protected status for Somalis. We'll return to that, of course. It's a major topic of conversation. Of course, it probably should have been a topic of conversation before they got here. I think if we'd had that conversation before they arrived, they would have never come in the first place. But we weren't asked then. They're able to bring them over, settle them, sponsor them with literally billions upon billions of dollars, many billions they actually send back to their terrorist networks in their home country. But now that we want to get them out, it's super hard and totally inconvenient. We got to go through all this rigmarole. Bringing them in, it's done in the quiet of the night. It's done secretly. No objections. No discussion about it, really. It just happens. It just occurs. It just, you know, like the dew in the morning on the grass. It just appears somehow. But then if you want to get them out, you got to run all through these hoops and these gates. The government is like it's like a one-way valve. It's like a ratchet set. When you want to do things that destroy America, it's easy as can be. Just slips right through. If you want to do it the other way, there's barriers there. Okay, we're learning this. Meanwhile, Pete Hegseth endangered troops by sharing plans on Signal Chat, report says. Yes, Signalgate is rearing its ugly head at just the right time to pile on to Pete Hegseth, as, again, they are just desperate to get him out of his position, as they have been since the beginning. Zelensky's meeting with U.S. envoy canceled after no real progress in five-hour Moscow talks. And it's looking like Zelensky might not be around for too much longer. We're hearing stuff out of Russia that the Russians themselves will be ousting Zelensky if nothing comes of this latest peace deal. And finally, we have this. Republican wins special election in Trump country as Democrat gains ground. So this was the special election we talked about on Monday. Republicans were victorious after all. Thank the Lord. We'll be right back.
But hey, I'm backed by you. I'm not backed by the left or Soros or the New World Order or the whoever's. I'm backed by you at TheologyOnTheShore.com, and we have the 12 Days of Christmas sale. It is buy any supplement and get any other supplement free. That means you can buy a $20 supplement, get a $45 supplement free. Unprecedented deal. So take advantage of that right now. Get the ultramethylene blue, get the Shilajit, get the Irish Sea Moss, get the bovine colostrum. It's all there. TheAlexJonesStore.com. I want to thank you all for your incredible support.
Welcome to the Great Reset. Eat the bugs. You will own nothing and you will be happy. Take the vaccine. Trust the science. Get your booster. Every crisis is an opportunity, and the world will be reshaped in our vision. Down with the globalist. Get ultramethylene red at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
You're watching The War Room with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now on X.com.
Annihilate. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is The War Room. I'm your host, Harrison Smith. We got Somalis to talk about. We got Ukrainians to talk about. We're going to talk about Pete Hegseth and the ongoing attempt to oust him from his position, as I heard Alex saying on his show. He's the kingpin, right? He's this major barrier to their plans. And they already have somebody lined up, you know, ready to fill his position once they oust him. But it's one of those things that, how many excuses have they used to try to get rid of Hegseth? First, it was this lie about him drinking or cheating on his wife or some sort of weird high school gossip that they tried to oust him over. Then it was his tattoos. Oh my God, his nose tattoos are racist. Well, they're a Christian cross. What the hell are you talking about? And then it was Signalgate. And then it was something else. And then it was something else. And now it's the blowing up boats. And then it's Signalgate again. And it's like, okay, when somebody's giving you this many excuses for something, none of them are real. None of them are the actual reason they want him gone. They're coming up with anything. They're throwing everything at the wall to see what sticks. The point is they want him gone. And the real reason they want him gone is being hidden. Now, you can speculate on that. I have to think it's because they want to, one, use the army to overthrow Trump, and he's, you know, Hegseth is a barrier to that. That would be the most obvious one. But also, Hegseth has not been going along with their wider plans for world domination by starting wars overseas and getting American troops killed for their agenda. And that's a key point I think we need to reiterate. I should have grabbed it. There was a really good interview on Redacted with this colonel. He was against what was going on in Venezuela. And he was taking the perspective of a person in uniform and a person who's responsible for people in uniform and going, what are you going to tell? I mean, if we go to war with Venezuela, if we do a ground invasion, what are you going to tell the American parents that their sons died for? What is the argument here? I mean, have you ever talked to a veteran of the Middle East wars who thought they were going over there for something good only to come back home and be utterly disillusioned and realize they weren't bringing democracy. They weren't fighting for freedom. They weren't stopping weapons of mass destruction to protect the homeland. They were being used as tools for an imperial project, a land grab, and just a piece of a global movement to enslave humanity by destroying the United States. And it destroys people a lot of times. And that's with an effort to propagandize the American people into supporting the war. What is even the excuse for going to a Venezuela? Because it'll be at least one American soldier, I think, will, you know, suffer the ultimate fate being sent into Venezuela. It'll probably be thousands. What are you going to tell to the thousands of parents who lose their children in an invasion of Venezuela? What is it worth? What is this for exactly? I'm just thinking about things from a logistic standpoint, from a sort of bird's eye view, like, okay, if I was the president, what would I be doing? I have all these pieces on my chessboard. Where would I be moving them? And I just don't see the reasoning behind Venezuela. But I'd never even thought about the on the ground of the personnel and what it would be like to feel like you're being sent into a war zone and you can't even figure out why, considering the fact that the excuses they're coming up with, I don't think are adequate or even like reasonable in any way. But we'll talk more about that. I want to save a lot of what's going on with Hegseth for Stuart Rhodes, because it all ties in together, the signal chat leak and all of that. There's a lot of other stuff going on. We can talk about...
By the way.
Oh, hello.
I got busy and didn't cover it. And I noticed you wrote the headline. It's on there. The Democrats release all these new exclusive Epstein videos and photos. We have those photos and videos. And do they implicate Trump? Hopefully you'll cover that at the bottom of the hour because I forgot to hit it because it only broke during the show. I just looked at it. Does it implicate Trump? I hope you play those videos, the walkthroughs, the photos, and we'll say, does it implicate Trump? Your headline, breaking, House Democrats release videos and exclusive photos of videos of Epstein videos and photos. Do they implicate Trump? And of course, the answer is, of course not. So then why is Trump covering it up? Because it implicates the big bankers in Israel and the British and the globalists and all that. Point is, I should have covered it. I dropped the ball. I'm just coming in here to tell you that this is a big deal. We need to get that video out and go viral, and it's important.
I do plan on covering that.
Because the pictures are covering up right up front. They go, we're covering up for Trump. No, he's covering up for them. He's not involved. We're not absconding. We're not defending it.
The whole thing is so bizarre. We were the ones that broke the story in the first place. We covered it forever. The whole thing has gone topsy turvy. The pictures are creepy.
Trump signed himself onto it. So the Queen of England does it. It says she's a client with the Rothschild Bank for money laundering.
Yeah.
So it's not the screwing kids is a side issue, folks. It's money laundering.
100%. And it's the control they wield and the method by which they achieve that control. And by the way, the pictures are creepy as hell. I mean, you already saw one they threw up on screen. We're printing out more. Yeah, the dentist chair. Why does he have a dentist chair with a bunch of creepy faces on the wall? What is that about? It's like, By the way,
he had those at Zorro Ranch,
yep,
the island in the Caribbean, and in New York. So these are new photos of, remember in Brazil where he has a dentist chair to torture him?
Yeah.
You guys get the final scene of Brazil. The torture scene into Brazil. You ought to come in with that.
Yeah, well, it's disturbing, but it's kind of a common thing, the dentist chair.
Remember Marathon Man where the Nazi wants the diamonds and he's drilling his teeth saying, is it safe?
I don't think I ever saw that.
Yeah.
All right, crew, get Alex's clips because we'll come in with some of those. But the dentist chair thing, I don't even like getting into it because it's so creepy.
You add the creepy faces.
That's next level.
Faces, I mean, they're telling you what's going on here.
Yeah, no, it's creepy.
Here's the thing. They wear the faces when they torture you.
You think those are masks they wear?
Yeah, that's a well-known deal.
Oh, Lord. Yeah. Yo, we'll get into that. We'll let you know. I keep saying it. You got to open your mind to true evil. You got to really understand that these people aren't misunderstood. They're not just after money. They're not just after, you know, material things. They have all of the money. They're after something a lot deeper and creepier than that. But the dentist chair thing, if you're a fan of true crime, you've probably heard of the toy box murders. It's like kind of a regular thing. If you're a guy that's into torture and killing innocent people, you have a dentist chair because you can strap people down. No, it's creepy's not even the right word for it. Evil, horrifying. There's better words for it. But I know that broke kind of late, and I think the article for it was at the bottom of my stack. So if the crew wants to jump ahead and print out that article, we can cover that off the top because it is creepy. I want to investigate some of these images, these creepy masks. But of course, I mean. Let's be honest. These have been sanitized, right? These pictures were taken in 2020. That's a year after Jeffrey Epstein left.
It's all Jewish caricatures. I didn't want to say Jews. Those back up.
They're like, yeah.
No, those are masks. Those are masks.
Well, it almost reminds me, in ancient Rome, they would have a family room and you'd have the death masks of all your family members on the wall. I don't think that's what this is, but that's what it reminds me of.
Well, this one right down here looks like Lutnick.
It's like, I wonder if they're real people. Here, bring up the picture of the wall again, guys.
Let's see the mask I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Hold on. Go back to Brazil.
Oh, that creepy baby mask. Yeah. Do you think they actually wear those? Aren't just wall decorations? Those are things.
No. If you look, it's a mask.
Oh my god!
I mean, some are. Yeah, no, those are masks.
And that's a deep psychological thing when people wear masks.
Because it's like you don't get to even interact with me while I do this,
right? And yeah, it makes it easy. It makes it easier to torture somebody.
Oh, they torture you at Guantanamo Bay. Does it freak the Muslims out to have a woman do it? They wear a devil mask and like put them on PCP, LSD mix. Then the women would come in and have sex with them on their menstrual period. Dressed as devils, And they found that was even better than like locking them in a coffin for 2 weeks was doing that. Yeah, that's what they did.
Wow.
I'm not saying it's Lutnick, even though it's next door neighbors with it, but look, that one looks, the one down the corner looks just like Lutnick. But they're not mean. Oh, look. Oh, is that?
Oh,
see the one,
so
the lowest
weird
one down there, Lutnick?
Oh, it literally does, yeah. No, they look like,
the one right
like
by your shoulders.
Yeah.
Right here.
All right, we got to get these pictures, guys. We got to bring in these pictures so we can go through them piece by piece. Why release these now? Where did these come from? I need that article printed out, fellas. I think it was the last one I added to the list. This is the last thing. There's no mask of Trump. That's right. We don't see a mask of Trump. I don't think Trump had dentist chairs in any of his buildings.
So Bill Clinton in a blue dress, George Bush flying paper airplanes in the World Trade Center. He's telling you things there.
Yeah. Blue dress is the Monica Lewinsky dress, right? Two towers, the Jenga towers. Yeah, they're really into. They say a lot with their art. You were covering this a few weeks ago with the creepy Podesta art that they only show you a part of it. But literally, these guys have art of tortured children. It's not very American, if you ask me. It doesn't seem like the most wholesome culture that they were involved in. So yeah, guys, bring me that article whenever you get it. We'll go through some of those videos and see what we can glean from it. But again, these are going to be sanitized videos that are photos and videos, things like that. This is from 2020. Epstein, quote unquote, died in 2019, aka, you know, fled to his island and then probably to Tel Aviv in 2019. Y'all seen the images of the drone shot where you can just see Epstein walking around his island after he is supposedly dead, and it looks just like him. Maybe it's somebody else, but it looks just like him. It looks exactly like him. So they had plenty of time. You know, they've got the law enforcement on their side. They had plenty of time to clean out the hard drives, clean out all the real terrible stuff. And then they let somebody come in and take pictures. Now they're releasing it as if it's some major revelation. And I mean, it's the whole thing is just so utterly bizarre. And it just feels like we're repeating ourselves. But like, nobody has ever accused Trump of being involved in this in any credible way whatsoever. Not until like this year, when Trump himself said we're not releasing the Epstein, then the Democrats realized, like, oh, we can use this, and started pretending Trump was involved in it. For the vast majority of the time that we've been talking about Epstein, that the right wing has been talking about Epstein, I mean, you remember Epstein brought it up in, Trump brought up Epstein in 2015. We showed the clip last week. Trump in 2015, before he was even the nominee for the Republicans, somebody says something about Epstein. He goes, oh, creepy stuff happened at that island. You should ask the prince about that. You should ask Prince Andrew about that. He brought it up in 2015. He knew more about it. He was giving people the breadcrumbs on where to follow. Why he twisted, why he decided to call it a Democrat hoax, I don't know. Maybe he just thought it was an inconvenience. He wanted people to decide, but it's one of the biggest blunders in politics as far as I'm concerned. He should just hit it head on and continue to be the champion that was exposing all of this crap. So here's the article from The Guardian. House Democrats release new images of Epstein's private Caribbean island, Little St. James. Images and video taken in 2020, a year after he died in jail, show the late sex offender's home, one of many. House Democrats released a handful of photos and videos from Jeffrey Epstein's private Caribbean island on Wednesday, offering a rare glimpse into a secretive place where Epstein is alleged to have trafficked young girls. What do you mean alleged? He was literally convicted on that. Why do they still say alleged after he was convicted? Because they're trying to frame it as some sort of, they're not sure. It's not totally. No, it's confirmed. That's what he did. The new Epstein show his home, including bedrooms, a telephone, what appears to be an office or library, and a chalkboard on which the words Finn, intellectual, description, and power are written. One photo shows a room with a dentist chair and masks hanging on the wall. Totally normal. The New York Times reported that Epstein's last girlfriend was a dentist who shared an office with one of his shell co. Oh, that might be what it is. Oh, maybe that's what it is. Maybe he just decided to set up a $12,000 dentist chair so his dentist girlfriend could get some practice in during vacation. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. That's probably what it was. Thanks, Guardian. Totally absurd. Epstein owned two islands in the U.S. Virgin Islands, including Little St. James, which some locals told the New York Times they'd nicknamed Pedophile Island. Appropriate. In 2022, the Attorney General of the U.S. Virgin Islands reached a settlement of more than $100 million with Epstein's estate after they alleged dozens of young women and children were trafficked, raped, sexually assaulted, and held captive in the Virgin Islands at Epstein's secluded private island, Little St. James. That, again, is the other thing. If people try to downplay this, they point to victims that were like 17, and they're like, age of consent someplace. Like, what's the big deal? So he had some young girl. No. They would take people's passports. They would lock them there. They would keep them trapped there as sex slaves. They would train them to be useful slaves for their clients. They would send them to people like they were objects. This wasn't some playboy that got a little into his fetishes. No, this was a cabal of evil that worked tirelessly with intelligence agencies all over the world to control governments through manipulation, blackmail, and straight up threats. Just, you know, threatening to kill them if they don't do what they want. It's all part of this same organization, who were so confident that they were writing about it back and forth in Gmail with their own names. Like, it's crazy how these people had less OPSEC than, like, anonymous Twitter users that are using VPNs. These people didn't care. They talked about it in the open. They texted each other about it. They were emailing about it on their official accounts. I mean, they were so protected and are to this day so protected. It tells you how big of a deal this all truly is. Very creepy-looking statue. That's weird. Let's go through some of these pictures. They have a lot of them in The Guardian. But again, it looks so sanitized. It's almost like they want to give us pictures, but there's nothing in it. I mean, it looks like it's been thoroughly, thoroughly cleaned. It doesn't even look like anybody's lived here, let alone, you know, been ransacked by the cops looking for evidence, which apparently would have happened in that intervening year between his supposed death and when these images were published. Here's the walkthrough video of it. And of course, we have video of the outside from people like Luke Radowski, who went there, as well as an anonymous user named Rusty Shackelford, who was flying drones over. He was the one that happened to catch the fella that looked an awful lot like Epstein. And we got to see if you can pull in that video, too. I know it's floating around on the server somewhere, Jeffrey Epstein on his island after his supposed death. These new images are a disturbing look into the world of Jeffrey Epstein and his island. We are releasing these photos and videos to ensure public transparency in our investigation and to help piece together the full picture of Epstein's horrific crimes. We won't stop fighting until we deliver justice for the survivors, said Robert Garcia, the ranking member of the House Oversight Committee, in a statement. Garcia said the panel had also received records from J.P. Morgan and Deutsche Bank and would be releasing those documents in the days ahead. What do we think? What do we think the odds are that those documents have anything to do with Donald Trump? What are the odds that what the Democrats are revealing convicts Donald Trump of being involved in Jeffrey Epstein? I would put all the money I've ever earned on, yeah, he had nothing to do with it. Because time and time again, the evidence is he not only had nothing to do with Jeffrey Epstein, he was the only person who knew Jeffrey Epstein at all, who participated in the investigation, who helped the investigation. There's the image. Is that Jeffrey Epstein? Like, if I didn't even tell you what I was showing you and I just pulled this video up, would you not say that guy looks like Jeffrey Epstein? Am I the crazy one here? This is a drone. That's a drone shot from Rusty Shackelford, who took a drone. He was on a boat and he was in the Virgin Islands and he had a drone. He flew it over Little St. James like a few weeks, I think, after Epstein was supposedly killed in jail. And he captured this image. And actually, there's a video of it and you can see the guy. You know, he sees the drone, he gets in and leaves right after. Maybe it's somebody else. Maybe it's Jeffrey Epstein's twin brother that we don't know about. It's Jim Epstein. Or maybe it's Jeffrey Epstein and he was never killed and he's still alive to this day under a different name with plastic surgery that they got done sometime after this image. Again, maybe not. Maybe it's just a random man. But if I showed you this video, would you not immediately recognize Jeffrey Epstein, even if I didn't tell you who it was? I think you would. Okay, so far, the creepiest thing we've seen of these images has to be this dental chair. Now, again, they want to try to portray this as innocent because his girlfriend was a dentist. Okay, if anything, that's kind of creepier. Actually, that makes it a lot creepier. Was it really his girlfriend? What was it about her that he liked? Was it her access to Novocaine? Was it her access to, roofies? Stuff like that. I mean, it can be pretty convenient if you're running a multinational sex ring operation. You're going to want somebody who can prescribe things on staff. You're going to want a doctor who can legally prescribe certain medications without too many questions being asked. Maybe that's what was behind this girlfriend of his. Even though the images and videos released on Wednesday do not reveal anything new, they appear to be an effort from Congress to keep the pressure on the Trump administration ahead of the 19 December deadline for the Justice Department to release the files. A bipartisan group of members of Congress on Wednesday also asked the U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi to provide a status update. You know, I would love if this really all was a giant trap from Trump. In a way, it kind of is. Like, it's kind of just working out to be that way anyway. But, like, I can say with absolute certainty it was Bill Clinton, it was the Democrats, it was not Trump. It was almost entirely Trump's enemies that were involved in Jeffrey Epstein. So, you know, whether it was the intention or not, we are in this weird topsy-turvy, upside-down world where the Democrats are demanding that Trump release the evidence of their sickening corruption. That seems to be what's actually happening here. Now, whether it gets released or not, I don't know. If Trump is using it as leverage, then, you know, it'll never be released. And they have these sort of poison pills about national security in there. So these are the images, the bedrooms that seem fairly innocuous. Is that a giant TV? Oh, that's the chalkboard there. Power, deception, plants. What? I want to read what's on this blackboard. They listed a few words on the in the argument or the article, rather. Deception and power, intellectual fin. I think we could read a few more things on that blackboard. But again, you have to ask the question, did he write this? Was this written after? I mean, these photos were taken a year after he died, so these could kind of be written by anybody. Would they leave it up for that? I'm not really sure. And we saw videos, again, with people like Rusty Shackelford flying the drones in. They were moving things out, including the temple at the top of the island. You know, the creepy temple that is reflected in Ellen DeGeneres' set on her television show, the blue and white temple where you do sacrifices. Like, it's like Bohemian Grove. It's like, once you know this exists, how can you go back to being a normie? How can you go back to trusting the system or even listening to the system or not just having this, you know, extreme revulsion at all of these people, when you understand that the vast majority of the elite in our country were somehow best friends with a open pedophile who'd been convicted for it and had a sacrificial temple on his island that the locals called Pedophile Island. Like, once you accept that truth, what else is off limits? What is too far for you to believe once you understand this? Like, once you grasp who we're talking about here, what they're able to get away with, what they've been doing for decades, really in open, because we knew about it back in, whenever it was first published in 2009 or whenever it was, 2006 maybe. I mean, we'd known about this for 20 years, and for 20 years, he'd been continuing to do it. And again, I think when we get back on the other side, we're about to go to a commercial break. When we get back to the other side, maybe I'll pick this up again, because so many normies and young people are learning about this for the first time, and it is sort of dislocating them. As I talked about the other day, you leave the cave and you're disoriented and it's so bright you can't even see. That's how a lot of people are with the Epstein thing. And you need to know that we have tracked this for 20 years. If you're feeling lost and dislocated because you are realizing that the people you trusted to run the world are in fact satanic pedophiles, you need to follow InfoWars as we tell you that this has been the case for decades. The awakening is the first step. We need to defeat these people, expose these people, and be rid of these people so our country can regain its footing once again. And not to be disheartened, not to be blackpilled, and not to think that it's hopeless because of how brazen these people are. That's their weakness. That's how we win. Stay with us.
The 12 Days of Christmas sale is here at theallishowstore.com. For the next 12 days, we will be running a series of limited time sales. All supplements while supplies last are buy one, get one free. Add any supplement to your cart and get any other supplement free. This isn't buy one supplement, the same supplement, like Ultra Methylene Blue, get another one free. This is, you can buy a $20 supplement and get a $40 supplement free. I mean, this is an insanely good deal. You can mix and match any of our amazing supplements together. Don't miss out. This offer ends Sunday, December 7th. Visit theallishowstore.com today and fuel your body, mind, and power the info war. Every purchase gets 50x entries to win our Jeep Rubicon 392. Oh, my God. I drove one of those. Just amazing. So smooth. This is not your granddaddy's Jeep. Every purchase gets 50x entries this week Every time you buy something, you're putting 50 times in the sweepstakes to win our Jeep Rubicon 392, 10K cash on top of it, and brand new Ford Raptor 10K cash for that. This only happens every few months in a crossover where we're about to end one sweepstakes and a new one's beginning. So there's this 1 week period every 2 months where when you enter to win, you can potentially win both vehicles, and it obviously increases your chance of winning one. The bigger issue is it funds this operation, and we can't do it without you. And we have changed the world together, and InfoWars is more influential than ever thanks to you being in the InfoWar. Everything I sell is the very best supplement we can get, the very best highly rated. I take it all. It has changed my life taking the Shilajit, the Irish Sea Moss, the Bovine Colostrum. These aren't sexy names, but boy, they have sexy effects. The Ultramethylene Blue. And again, consult your physician before you take Methylene Blue. Ours is medical grade, the strongest out there. Talk to your physician first before you take it. This isn't a game. But Bovine Colostrum, should probably rerun that ad. It was just me at dinner for my dad's birthday in November, right after he had open heart surgery. Thank God it went well. And they had just gotten my Bovine Colostrum before we even rolled it out a few months before. And my mother's like, our hair, our nails, our skin, this is insane. Well, Bovine Colostrum works really great. This is the best. We got the private label, the best that's out there. That's just an example of what is available at thealexjonesstore.com. So you can buy any supplement, buy one, get any other supplement you want free, and you've got just 5 days to do it until the 7th of December, 2025. And it's a total win-win. But you're going to get the Bovine Colostrum and have a great effect. You're going to get the Methylene Blue and have an incredible effect. You're going to get the Irish Sea Moss and have a great effect. Now, things like the Irish Sea Moss and Shilajit take a week or so to build up to feel the effects. Same with Bovine Colostrum. Not the case with Methylene Blue. Not the case with our turmeric. That is the strongest. 95% humanoid. The average turmeric product is 4%. Still works great for inflammation and, you know, helps your overall immune system and health. So these are all game-changing, amazing products at thealexjonesstore.com. And I want to thank you all for your support. Widest selection of Patriot apparel, you name it. Do your Christmas shopping with us. Ball caps, T-shirts, hoodies, limited edition sweaters. Don't fight the crowds. Get great deals and support the InfoWar. Just decide to do your Christmas shopping at thealexjonesstore.com, and let's continue to change the world together.
In the heart of Texas, where the wild coyotes roam, stood the Alex Jones Store, his merry home. The shelves were stacked high with Shilajit, turmeric, bovine colostrum, too. And he was always stocked high with the precious Methylene Blue. But up on Mount Microchist lived the grinchiest Grinch that ever was cast. And he stuffed all the supplements in his bag with glee. He took Methylene Blue, Red, Ultimate Life Force, and the Shilajit. In the morning, Alex appeared with a shout. The globalist Grinch just robbed my Christmas shop. To be continued.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Welcome back to Pedophile Island. A nice little tour here. This is one of the more well-endowed cages for the ladies. It's all been cleaned. It's all been sanitized. All of the actual evidence is removed, so now you can see these images. And we'll pretend that we're revealing something when nothing's really being revealed. I want to know who these masks are of. I think if we can answer that question, maybe a lot more will make sense. Because they look like real people. They don't look like they're not cartoon characters. They're not just, you know, artistic renderings of human faces. They look like they're supposed to be specific people. And are they masks or are they wall decorations? I think these pictures are only telling me more questions than answers. We have a better shot of the chalkboard. I didn't notice during the video, but several of the words are blacked out. Why are these blacked out? Why can't you let us see what's under the black boxes? I don't understand. But he's got these. I mean, what it looks like is somebody was giving a presentation because there's not actually notes. Like sometimes you get out the blackboard and you want to like keep track of what's going on. And it's something that you'll actually reference back to. Other times you just use it to sort of emphasize things. This seems like it was being used to emphasize things, right? We'll have meetings here where, you know, we're talking about who's going to do what and what the show's going to be or whatever. And, you know, you're actually writing it down to keep track of it so you can reference it later. It doesn't look like what this is. Yeah, look at these masks. They're weird, man. They're all men. They all look to be in middle age. Creepy. I was asking Grok just because I was like, maybe they can use like facial recognition. Maybe you just ran the mask through facial recognition or recognition. It might give you who the mask was based on. And it was basically saying it looks like it might be modeled after famous mobsters, famous mafia members. That was Grok's guess. Does kind of have that vibe. Okay, so on this blackboard, it says power, deception, something in face. Thin, intellectual, plants, underscore, appears, underscore, music, underscore, tire? I don't know. I can't even really read it. So it sounds like somebody was like giving a presentation here and was relating all these things together. I also wonder who this bust is of. I also wonder if it even matters because, you know, the way these guys operate, they call this Jeffrey Epstein's home. I wouldn't call it a home. I mean, this is one of his bases of operation, right? It's not like they have their family heirlooms in these homes. These people have like 9 different homes in 3 different countries, and they move between them, and half the time they're living on a yacht anyway. There's not a lot of like sentimentality. I seriously doubt they even do their own decorating. Like, these people don't do anything for themselves. I doubt they even bought the house for himself. I mean, think about what Jeffrey Epstein's life was like, okay? You've got Bill Barr's father in the CIA working as a professor in a New York preparatory school. And this is a very regular thing. In fact, John Curacao, I think it was John Curacao, the famous CIA, former CIA whistleblower, goes on podcasts all the time. Curacao, how do you say his name? John Curacao. Well, I don't mean to mispronounce his name because he, from what I've seen, is very trustworthy and extremely well-informed and well-involved guy in all of this. I believe it was him that was recruited by a professor at George Washington University. And if it wasn't him, it was somebody else I was listening to. Talk about how, he got called into his professor's office one day, and the professor says, look, I'm not a professor. I've never been a professor. I'm a CIA agent who's pretending to be a professor to recruit CIA agents. So that's exactly what happened with Bill Barr's father, who was in charge of this school, who hired Jeffrey Epstein, clearly identified Epstein as somebody who would be useful to the intelligence community. They connect him with a billionaire who says, okay, I'm going to set you up as a billionaire. You're going to be my money manager. Why? But I don't know anything about managing money. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Okay. We know who to bet on. We know what companies are going to do well, what companies aren't. We know where the money's going to flow because we control it. So we'll tell you what to bet on. You use this money we give you. You double that money that we give you. Now you look like a successful entrepreneur. Now you take that money that we give you and you go sponsor innovation. You go talk to Bill Gates and you find out what the Bill Gates and Melinda Gates Foundation needs. And you give them $1 billion. That gives you pull with them. And hey, here's an idea. Again, we've just given you billions of dollars. Like you have to understand, Jeffrey Epstein didn't earn anything. He probably didn't even buy this house. And in a way, I'm not trying to cope here, but you have to understand, these guys are spiritually soulless. Like they're dead. They're spiritually dead. They're soulless. They love the appearance of power, but they don't actually have any real power because if they wanted to use their quote-unquote power that they have to their own ends, they themselves would be liquidated by the power structure that they're a part of. So they are like, it's like Darth Vader, right? It's like, join the dark side and you'll be so powerful. You fall for that. Sure, your power, sure, you're now the second in command of the Empire of the Galaxy, but everything you do is at the behest of a wrinkly old man named the Emperor, and you're half a robot, and you can't even survive without the resources of the Empire keeping your lungs working. Okay, James O'Keefe Media Group released these images in May. This is not even a real release anyway. It's just trying to, you know, create this, you know, keep this narrative going, keep this story in the front pages. Again, I think it's going to backfire. I think it's going to hugely backfire. I don't think they actually want these things released. Maybe that's the game they're playing. Maybe they know that they aren't going to be released. They know they can't release them without, like, collapsing the economy. And so they're just pretending to demand it, knowing that it's an impossible to fulfill demand. So yeah, Jeffrey Epstein, he's got the house in the compound in New Mexico. He's got the islands in the Caribbean. He's got yachts. He's got the most expensive private residence on the island of Manhattan. And he's, flitting between them. Do you think he felt about any of those homes the way like you feel about your home, the way my kids feel about my home? Like they just sort of, have all of the material wealth you could ever possibly want. And according to the people that know them, they're all universally the most miserable people you've ever met. Do you think Jeffrey Epstein was really a happy guy? You think you'd do the stuff that he did if you were a happy guy? So I doubt he even decorated his own home. I can almost guarantee you it's like, okay, we have accumulated a new asset that we're going to sign over to you. I think he bought his mansion in New York for a dollar, right? It's just signed over to him. He just gets it for free, right? This is the way the power structure works. And so when you look at the emails and you see that, you know, Jeffrey Epstein is introducing Larry Ellison to Tony Blair, who later go on to, found the digital ID operation in UK, that the company that's running digital ID in UK is Tony Blair's son who's doing that. And Larry Ellison is talking about connecting Tony Blair to Marco Rubio because they've identified Marco Rubio as a useful tool of theirs that they'll be able to manipulate and use as a front man for their operations. And they're coordinating all of this with Ehud Barak, the former Israel prime minister, and Jeffrey Epstein, notorious pedophile. Like, this is the power structure that actually runs the world. These people, again, billions and billions and billions of dollars, but have never created anything. They're worth billions and billions of dollars. They've never created a product. They've never helped an entrepreneur get his feet under him. I mean, it's all a game to them. It's all a game to them. The money is summoned from thin air. It's created with the stroke of a keyboard. Then it's handed to their agents, who themselves take it and, act like it's theirs and become an investor of something. It's all just methods of control. The whole time, it's all just methods of control. And Jeffrey Epstein himself became such a prominent key player in this because he himself was controlled and a controller. There's the island. There's the temple. What do you need a temple for? And there are other things about this. On the island, you can see places where there's like a large field. And, maybe it's... No, it doesn't make any sense. I was going to say it's like a retention pond. But why would you have a retention pond in an island? That doesn't make any sense. Why would you want a retention pond on an island? You want all the water to go off. So, okay. So it is suspicious. So it is suspicious that they have open air fields that are surrounded by 10-foot walls. Why would you want that? Why on your Caribbean island would you want a soccer-sized field with no goals and no lines on the ground? They weren't playing soccer out there. Why would you want an open-air field with a 10-foot wall of earth around it? Maybe so you can perform outdoor ceremonies without people seeing you? Maybe that's why? I don't know. I'm just speculating here. Why do you perform a mock human sacrifice in the woods in California so nobody sees you do it, right? Ehud Barak met Jeffrey Epstein dozens of times, flew on his private plane, married former Israeli PM Ehud Barak, seen hiding his face, entering Jeffrey Epstein's New York City townhouse, as bevy of young beauties were also spot going in, despite his claim he never socialized with a pedophile and his girls. Yeah. I never even associated with him, never socialized with him. Okay, but you lived in his house for a couple weeks. Oh, right, that. lying as easily as the rest of us breathe really is incredible. So again, there's just something so bizarre about this whole Epstein saga, because it really is the keystone, right? You know that phrase, we have an arch, the stone at the top, well, it keeps the whole thing together. It's the keystone. It's the thing at the top that if you pull it, I mean, it's the string of the sweater. You start pulling it, the whole thing unravels. So why the Democrats are so desperate to expose this stuff when they're the ones who were involved with it, the whole thing is topsy-turvy, upside down, nonsensical, inverted, and bizarre. But don't say we didn't tell you. Don't say we haven't been telling you for decades that the creepiest people in the world are the ones running it. And that they blackmail each other. And, you know, I meant to text Dew. Because, and you know, we've talked about this a million times. You can go back and find, especially if you're a VIP member at thealexjonesstore.com, you get access to all the early tapes of Alex Jones. You can actually go back and see where we covered this decades ago. But I wanted Dew to go back because there was a time in 2017, I believe it was, when we were in New York City and we were doing a live broadcast walking around Times Square. And I just have a very distinct memory of Dew walking with the microphone, talking to a group of people. I think it was a group of black girls he was talking to. And he mentioned something about the elite being pedophiles. And they're like, what are you talking about? And he was like, okay, let me explain how it happens. And he runs through and he goes, okay, there's this guy, Jeffrey Epstein. And, he, you know, he brought people over. And so what they do is if you are, you know, have the potential to be a leader in your community, they identify you. They find out what your proclivity is. They set you up with an underage girl. They set you up with a girl that you think is of age, turns out to be underage. They film you doing that, and then you're owned forever. And I just have, I don't know why, I have a very distinct memory of Dew explaining this to random people on the streets of New York, and they got it. Like, as soon as he said it, they were like, oh, that makes sense. That's what's going on. That's what's going on around here. Okay, it's all clicking together now. But the fact is, like, a lot of people are coming around to this awareness, understand it's been this way for decades. Hell, they had what's his name, the, you know, first major leader of the FBI, you know, an address. The mob had him, you know, imaged an address and, you know, used that as blackmail to get away with stuff. This is how power operates. It's how it works. They might dress up their just pure, you know, unrelenting blackmail sponsored power as democracy, and we're just, you know, we're just doing the best for people. You know, they'll dress up their power plays in whatever language is convenient for them, but at the end of the day, it is just pure, cynical, vicious material power that they thrive on, run on, and utilize. And if you can just see through the language, if you can just see through the words they use and get to the heart of the matter, look at their actions, look at who they surround themselves with, look at what they're involved in. Because, and, you know, I remember getting into this a lot when there's either Project Veritas or James O'Keefe reveal during COVID of the guy who was in charge of the COVID response in New York City. He was an Indian guy, and he's on video talking about orgies. They were having orgies during COVID, and it was so creepy. And he was telling it to like an employee, and it was like other employees that he was involved with. He's like, yeah, we go have sex parties. It's really awesome. Isn't that so cool? And it's like, do you think that person would ever hire somebody of good morals? If you can get one person like that in a position of power, they have a constant fear, a constant paranoia all around them that they're about to be ousted. I mean, imagine this. The vast majority of the people in Washington, D.C., and New York City, and L.A. who run our country are living in a state of constant near panic because of all of their crimes that they've committed. Can you imagine living like that? Can you imagine being that type of person? And then you have to imagine, okay, you do all this creepy stuff. You're going to hire somebody in your office. Other people in your office are doing this creepy type of stuff. It doesn't even have to be anything explicit. You might not even realize you do it, but these people are judging everybody in terms of, will they expose me if they find out? Will this person be the one that brings me down? Because if I'm about to work with them and they're going to be able to overhear my conversation on the phone, and if I leave my email open one time and they catch a sight of something, are they the type of person that's going to expose me? Or are they the type of person that's going to be involved with me? Are they the type of person that I can expose this to because they're going to want to join our creepy little coven. And so, you know, you repeat that 10,000 times over 10 decades, and that's what brings us to the modern world. And so it's not even, you know, it's almost like if it, it's almost like if it was if it was just for pure power, I don't know if it's better or worse. I was going to say, it's almost like that's the least under, it's just utilitarian. But like, no, these people love this stuff. They get off on this stuff, literally. Like, this is what they're into. Some of them, I'm sure, are just like, this is what I have to do to get the power that I want. I'm sure there's some, you know, piece of that. But really, the thing to understand is we're being ruled by people who genuinely feel pleasure. They feel excitement. They feel a thrill when they abuse innocent people. We are run by psychopaths. And once you get one of those in, they multiply. Because they're only going to want to be surrounded by other psychopaths. And they're not going to say it explicitly, but slowly but surely, you know, time over time, like evolution, right? Just iteration after iteration, the people around them are going to be slightly less virtuous, slightly less moral, slightly less willing to stand up and even maybe risk their career to expose wrongdoing, to where eventually you end up with this power structure that is entirely, or, you know, to the critical mass, totally owned, totally blackmailed, totally compromised. You don't have to have 100%. But if you have 75, you're good. You're pretty good. And once you really comprehend that, once you really take that in and understand the spiritual significance of having these people run your country, it just absolutely makes sense where it goes from here. Anyway, we can move on now. We can move on from all of that. I do want to remind you that we have been exposing this for decades. We were at ahead of this literally before anybody else. We've exposed it over and over and over again. And if we'd been listened to in the beginning, you know, we would never have gotten to this situation. But right now, InfoWars and people like us play a more important part than ever, because people are waking up. They're being dislocated. They're being ripped out of the cave, ripped out of the matrix. And they need to understand that the response to this is not to freak out. It's not to get blackpilled or go the other way. I always reference the Hippocratic Oath, and they describe it as the twin follies of, you know, over medication or nihilistic therapeutic nihilism, they call it. And this is usually the response to the revelation of this level of information, is you either get so mad that this has been hidden from you, so angry that you've been, this has been happening under your nose, and that these evil scumbags have gotten away with it for so long, that you just like throw any politeness or reasonableness out. You're just like, I just want Hitler. I just want Hitler now, because this is crazy and we need Hitler to solve it. It's like, that's the over medication. That's like, all right, calm down. Just because you're learning about it for the first time doesn't mean it's just now happening. The emotional response you might have at learning some of this stuff needs to be internalized, and you need to let it sink in and then approach this logically and from a place of strategic objectivity. And then therapeutic nihilism is to go, yeah, let's let the pedophiles run the show. I mean, what are we going to do? It's like, they clearly are in charge and they're going to kill me if I do anything about it. So I just, you know, therapeutic nihilism, loving the black pill, eating the black pill like jelly beans, right? Because it feels good. Because it feels good to know that you're hopeless. You feel so smart. All these idiots with hope, they don't understand what you understand, how bad it is, and how you can never win. That's false. That's a lie. This is a false dichotomy. Reject both of them. Not over medication, not therapeutic nihilism. What you need is reality. What you need is the Founding Fathers, 1776, and the understanding that these people have only gotten away with this stuff because it's been in secret. And by revealing what they do, revealing their networks, revealing their methods, and then dismantling them, we not only can win, we can win easily. We can win in a spectacular fashion. And what it requires is knowledge of this and then the intelligent application of that knowledge in policy, the intelligent application of that knowledge in your own interpretation of what you're seeing in the world around you, knowing that things like ABC News, again, Project Veritas, James O'Keefe, exposed. ABC News had the Epstein story before he was arrested the second time, and that the royal family pulled rank, found out somehow. Somehow the royal family found out before the story went to air that ABC had the Epstein story, and the royal family came in and said, you're not publishing that. And if you do publish it, you won't get the big interview with Harry and Meghan. Now, do they actually care about the interview with Harry and Meghan? Maybe. Maybe they'd make some money with that, selling advertising on the Harry and Meghan interview. But that's just the excuse they need to give to the reporter to explain why they're not running her story. Because in reality, the person at ABC News, whoever it was that told the royal family, is in the cabal. They're in the conspiracy. And we got bad news. You know, tell the queen, we got bad news. People are finding out about it. They want this to go to air. You know, I got to have an excuse to stop them. What should I do? Okay, tell them you can't have the Harry and Meghan interview, and it's a really big deal, and, you know, you'd love to publish it, but maybe it'll have to wait for a little while. We'll put it on the back burner, and then you just let it go away. Once you understand that that's the way that it's decided what goes on our TV and what doesn't, once you understand that that's the filter that exists in the offices of our major news organizations, then you understand why you don't trust the mainstream news. Then you understand why you have to look at everything askance. You have to investigate everything. Literally read everything with a critical eye, like the leftists tell you to do, although they just want you to hate white people. I want you to actually understand who is saying what and why. That's critical reading. And understanding, being able to imagine what you're not hearing. The known unknown, you have to be able to fabricate in your own mind the unknown unknown. And say, I don't know why I'm not hearing this, but I'm suspicious and I think it's being covered up. Again, what you need to understand is that we have been through this for decades. We have known about this for decades. We've exposed this for decades. And we've told you for decades how to solve it by embracing the Constitution that our forefathers left to us, imposing the law as written, and rejecting the manipulation and psychological operations that keep the rest of America blind to this reality. And you can support us in this mission by going to thealexjonesstore.com. Thealexjonesstore.com right now is an absolutely massive sale. It's a 12 days of Christmas sale. You're getting BOGO sups, folks. BOGO sups, as the kids say. Do the kids say that? Get me a Generation Z character now. Do they say sups for supplements? We're going to start. Buy one, get one free on all supplements. BOGO sups, y'all. I don't know why that phrase cracks me up. BOGO sups until Sunday, December 17th. Buy one, get one free on all supplements. And it doesn't mean you buy two supplements and you get the cheaper one off. You buy any supplement, you get any other supplement free. Buy a $20 supplement, get a $40 supplement free. Buy one, get one on all supplements at thealexjonesstore.com. Keep us on air. Keep us in the fight. Stuart Rhodes on the other side.
Please remember, I can't battle the globalists without your word of mouth, your prayer, and your support. We make it easy at thealexjonesstore.com. We have a massive 12 days of Christmas sale going right now, a huge sale going right now. We will be running a series of limited time sales. These sales could end without warning as each product sells out. So make sure you take advantage of it, ladies and gentlemen. Add any supplement, whether it's a $20 one, you name it, any other supplement you want, absolutely free. So you buy a $25 supplement, get a $45 supplement free. Add any supplement to your cart and get another supplement for free. TheAlexJonesStore.com, TheAlexJonesStore.com, the widest selection of Patriot apparel, you name it. So many other great new products that are in stock as well. TheAlexJonesStore.com. For just the next 5 days, there's a typo in this ad, of course. It's the 12 days of Christmas sale. For the next 5 days, you can buy any supplement, get any other supplement free at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
The bat phone is ringing off the hook. The Joker is at it again.
Quick, Robin. We must analyze this threat. Do you have a location on the Joker, Robin?
Yes, he's at the abandoned warehouse on 5th Street.
I'm sick of that Newsom Joker. He's going down, Robin!
Blast you, bat brain! Must you ruin every rib-tickling riddle I concoct?
He thought he was going to get away with all of that ultra DNA revival!
Christmas with Alex and crew, hot cocoa and a coffee brew. All the presents under the tree, everyone happy and full of glee. Frosty, Santa, Rudolph, and more. Get a gift from the Alex Jones Store.
Make a friend happy, smiles ear to ear. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.